We begin with prayer. Lord, reveal your truth to us and help us to reveal your truth to others. Hear us for Christ's sake. Amen. Did you wake up this morning wondering if the sun was going to rise? Of course not. Take it for granted. Every morning, there it is on the eastern horizon. No matter what you've done, no matter if you curse the sun for being too hot or not hot enough, no matter what the world is doing, the sun still rises. The sun is loyal to its creator and to its assigned task. Likewise, the moon, if it were not loyal to its task, NASA would not be able to send a rocket to the moon. They wouldn't know where to aim the rocket. Loyalty. What does it mean? Here's a definition: showing firm and constant support. Are you loyal? Of course, the question is, to whom? We are not loyal to everybody. We are not loyal to Satan. But how about your friends? Are you loyal to your friends? People who are loyal to their friends will stand by them no matter what. Even if the friends at times seem to turn against them, the loyal person will try to reach out and help that person. Listen to what the Bible says about loyalty. Proverbs 20, verse 6. Many a man repeatedly proclaims his own loyalty, but a faithful man, who can find? There are indeed many people who proclaim their loyalty, but when the going gets tough, they bail out on you. They are not faithful to you or to their promises. They are loyal to themselves alone. It's so sad. On the other end of the spectrum, there is one who is supremely faithful, more faithful than the sun or the moon. As it says, his seed shall endure forever, his throne as the sun before me. It shall be established forever like the moon, even like the faithful witness in the sky. God is ever faithful to his creation. He stands by us through thick and thin, even though we don't always stand by him. Loyalty, showing firm and constant support. Isn't that what God has been doing ever since the beginning? Even when man fell into sin. With a steadfast and unshakable love, God assigned to himself the task of saving us. For the next 4,000 years, God showed his firm and constant support, his commitment to his task. Time and again, he reaffirmed his promise. Nothing but nothing caused him to swerve from this. And when the fullness of the time had come, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive adoption as sons. Well, that was then. This is now. Is God still loyal? Is he going to give us firm and constant support? Is he going to stick by us through thick and thin? Well, your answer is back there in the manger, and back there on the cross, and up there at the right hand of God. Even now, our brother is loyal. And he is interceding for us sticking up for us when Satan accuses us of sin. He is appealing to his Father to forgive us, and his Father listens to him. Just as the sun rises in the morning, even so the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Every morning, God is loyal to his task. And that task is to bring you and me to heaven. In this way, we can say God is loyal to us, his children. How about you? You who believe in Jesus. No matter what your gender, your color, your nationality, your culture, you are all sons of God and brothers to one another. Shouldn't your life be a reflection of God's? Jesus stuck to his task throughout his life of being rejected and having to suffer and even die. Even so, we should stick to the task the Lord has given us to be his children, to live as his children. As Luther put it, for all of which it is my duty to thank and praise and to serve and obey him. This is what the loyal Christian will do every day. And then there's the loyalty we owe to one another, to other sons of God. Think of this scenario. There's a group of students who is bad-mouthing another student in that student's absence, facing the possibility that she might be shunned. A girl speaks up in defense of the victim. That's loyalty. We are in the last days of earth. We need to stick together. And the gospel is the glue that holds us to one another. As surely as the sun rises in the morning and the moon follows its monthly circuit, everyone here should be able to rise up in the morning with the firm conviction that each one of his fellow students is going to be loyal, is going to stand by them. God forgive us if we don't. And he does. Because God is loyal to his self-appointed task and to his beloved children. As it says, if we are faithless, he remains faithful. He cannot deny himself. And again, if we confess our sins, God is, what's the next word? Faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So many a man repeatedly proclaims his own loyalty, but a faithful man, who can find? Well, we have found one, and it is Jesus. We have found a God who is faithful. And with his help, you and I will be faithful to him and to one another. Let us open our hymn books to hymn 793. 793, we'll use verses 2 and 3.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, glorious in his Amen.